This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guests, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host and guest. It does not reflect the opinion of the podcast owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Guitar scream, it's time to rock, live your wildest dreams. Hot Wife Podcast, breaking all the norms. Open discussions about the swing and fall.
Hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. I'm still laughing at the new intro.
Thank God for AI.
Song. Yeah, a little intro, a little Hot Wife Podcast song. And I'm here once again with my wonderful husband, Vince.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Still don't buy it.
Oh, you don't buy it. But we have a special guest here today.
Yes, we do.
Ray Richmond. Say hello.
Hello, everybody. I'm so excited to be here, Donna and Vince. It's so nice to meet you.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're on. This is kind of exciting. I'm just reading over some of your bio, and I see we have a lot of parallel. You know, we're more mature, blah blah blah, and the OnlyFans. So it's really kind of cool.
Speak for yourself.
I guess.
I'm not mature.
Okay. Yeah. Right. My husband's definitely immature for
there
sure.
We go. Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
Fart jokes are, you know, abundant with him.
It's a way of life.
It's a way of life. Okay.
I love it.
So tell us a little bit about...
Introduce yourself to the listeners.
Yeah, okay, and then give us a little background, you know, who you are.
Sure. Well, my name is Ray Richmond. I'm 57 years old, and I am a top OnlyFans model. I started on the platform last May. It's kind of a crazy story how I got started. My boyfriend, Cam, is actually 20 years younger than me. And so we got together when I was 55 and he was 35, which is kind of shocking to a lot of people, but it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're kind of wild in the bedroom. And so we started filming ourselves and that stuff was really hot. And so Cam was like, you know what, maybe you should think about their sites out there. People, you know, and of course I knew what those sites were. I'm not totally naive. So, but the thought of doing that at that point at 55 was like, you know, that was just not really something that had been in my mind up till then. And I said, babe, you know, who's going to want to see that? And he's like, maybe the way you do it, everybody's going to want to see it. And so I started researching and I found a lot of other creators in the mature space, but not so many where it's really saturated. And I felt like there's an opportunity there. And so first and foremost, I'm a businesswoman. And when I saw that there were creators that are my age that, you know, have similar, you know, backgrounds to me that mm-hmm. do similar things to what we do that are being extremely successful and are making a lot of money, I thought, you know what, I'm going to do this. And so I did a lot of research for several months, created my niche, created the content. And I thought, you know, I'm going to put it out there. I might get laughed off the internet. I don't know. It could go either way. Like, you know, everybody's going to hate it or everybody's going to love it, or I'm going to get run out of the city with pitchforks and fire or something. And what happened was it took off immediately in a crazy way, like absolutely insane. And so here we are not quite a year later and it's going strong, better than ever. And this is what I do full time. And
So you're fairly new to the whole scene then?
Yes.
Oh,
I come from a 30-year corporate career. In fact, mm-hmm. I just left my day job recently because I'm of that old school mentality, you know, being out on my own was really the security and all that. But it just came to a point where, you know, my income doing this surpassed my job income a long time ago. And so it was really just a mindset mentality I had to get myself to. And between my content creation, the course, I have a website I'm starting that's a lingerie site. Mm-hmm. I have a podcast myself that I'm going to be launching and a bunch of other things that are coming up. It just time-wise, it just didn't make sense anymore to spend the time that I can make a lot more mm-hmm. devoting it to my business. So this is where I'm at now full time.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I was in corporate America for 20 some odd years myself. And we were doing this on the side So we would shoot on the weekends, and people, we have said this before, but I'd come in on Monday and be like, hey, Donna, how's your weekend? I'm thinking, oh my God, I fucked 8 guys. We did a gangbang. We did this. And I'm like, oh, it was fine. And inside my head, I'm like, oh, I can't tell anybody.
Yeah, just did housework.
It was quiet.
Yeah, it's like, you end up saying same old shit, you know. Same old.
Yeah. Instead of saying did some guys around the house, I did some things around the house.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was actually kind of funny.
Now, are you still with your boyfriend? Or
I am.
Okay. Nice. So do you guys basically practice like a swinger lifestyle, or do you just shoot with him only? Or
no, I shoot with him only. We've actually not shot content with any other partners. Okay. I'm not ruling it out in the future, but we are monogamous. Mm-hmm. That's just our thing.
Yeah. So nothing wrong with that. Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, we're just, I don't know. I mean, I've thought about it. We've talked about it. It sounds exciting, but it's not something that we've explored.
Yeah, no,
it's doing well as what you're doing now, why, if it's not broke, don't fix it. You know what I'm saying? Right. And down the road, you can. You know, explore other things too. Okay.
So there is a lot of content creators though that started out as swingers, mm-hmm. and just said, you know, we videotape it or photograph it for our own pleasure anyway. Why not, you know, share it? So that, and that's kind of where we were. Yeah. So
20 years, we have video from 20 years ago with the first guy I ever played with.
Yeah.
It's terrible quality. But
I love it.
I've been a photographer since 84. And everything else, and you know, did a lot of commercial stuff, and then did a lot of different things for the adult community, and so it just, when Donna and I got together, it just seemed like the natural progression. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I do a lot of solo content also, but Cam is my only partner for the boy girl stuff, and mm-hmm. and we get pretty wild. In fact, I've had a couple of videos that OnlyFans snapped me on the nose and took down, I had to put them over on Fansly. So, one was we fucked in a sex shop while it was open with people around, and they did not like that. And then the other one was a very rough discipline that was a real life scenario where he was really upset with me and I let him punish me. And OnlyFans seems to think that went too far.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I was fine with it, but they didn't like it. So it's on my fans lead.
Yeah, we've had stuff taken down. I mean, stupid things. I masturbated with a cigar on OnlyFans. They tore it down because it wasn't a sex device. We had some nudes, tasteful nudes taken at a covered bridge near us. Now, you can't tell it's a covered bridge. It just looks like the side of a barn. They're like, oh, that's public. You can be arrested. I'm like, how the hell do you know? You're in England. How do you know? And what was the other one?
You know, I did find a way around some of that. When you take, because we've done outdoor content also, mm-hmm. we have some on a farm, his family farm, and in a car, but the car was on my property.
Right.
And so in the description, I always make sure we are hidden, secluded, with no one around for miles. And so that's in the terms of service. If you're in a place where there's not a reasonable, you know, expectation that the public could come across you, they do allow that. But you have to be sure you word it. Yeah. Super careful.
Super careful. What was the other thing they tore down? I was with a guy and he was pretty big, but I also had a butt plug in, and they said it was extreme gaping or whatever, and they didn't like that either. So that's that's on Fansly, that's on Loyal Fans, all the other ones they
many
take
vids.
Many vids. But nope, not on OnlyFans. It's like, boy, oh boy. No, you can't have any kind of restraint, so no BDSM things, no kind of, you know, if you want to get kinky, forget about it. OnlyFans just, you know, they don't like that.
It's a tough platform.
It is tough. It's straight.
But you've done quite well with it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Extremely well. I'm very, very blessed. You know, the thing is, it's funny you said what they called that, because they called mine illegal activity.
Illegal.
But I was like, this is two consenting adults. This is, you know,
right.
that they didn't. So I just took it down. I'm not going to argue with them. I'm not going to lose my account over it. So
No, it's not worth it. Put up on other sites.
If it's happening to you and you submit it, how is it illegal?
You know, I don't know. I think there were some words said. Maybe I might have said no a couple of times and he didn't listen. But that was part of it. We knew what was happening. Sure. So, but they took that as that I did not give consent. Like, okay. Like, I took the video and put it up there. So clearly I was consenting. It was crazy. But anyway.
Yeah. So there was a article apparently in the Huffington Post written about you.
Yes, I actually wrote it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, you wrote that. the article. Okay.
And, they actually had it on their TikTok and Instagram. They had me do some video versions of it a couple months ago. You can find those on their TikTok and their Instagram also.
Oh, cool. I'll have to check them out. Yeah, the article was entitled, "I Became a Huge OnlyFans Star at 56, Then Someone Outed Me in My Hometown."
Yeah, what's that about?
Oh, y'all, I was minding my own business, just doing what I do. And someone had come across my Instagram, which is public, obviously. We use it to promote. And she had found that and then gone to my OnlyFans. Not a subscription only. It's a paid platform. I don't have anything that's public as far as nudity or anything like that. It's all behind that paywall. My description is extremely descriptive as to what people will see if they come to my page and subscribe, of course, because I want them to know what's on there. So she basically tagged my real name, which obviously isn't Ray Richmond, and my stage name in this Instagram post and said, if you want to see what it's like, go look at Ray Richmond.
Oh my God.
That public post. And I didn't know anything about it until my Facebook Messenger started absolutely blowing up. And I was floored. So a bunch of people contacted me. Some of them were people who I didn't even really know that well. Some of them were people who were my friends. Most of the people, well, I won't say most, a good portion of them were shaming me.
Oh, my God.
Girls who had been friends with my entire life, we had a girls' chat, a group chat. There were four of them and me. And these girls basically elected one girl to come and talk to me and tell me that, now, Cam and I are both sober, and he's got a couple years sobriety, and I'm coming up on 2 years also. And so, but basically, they decided that he was drugging me and coercing me because there's no way that I could possibly want to do this. Now, how insulting is that? You guys, I was just absolutely floored.
You don't have a mind of your own. You're controlled by that man. Shame on him.
I mean, that's some good dick, but it's not, you know, he doesn't need to use it to control me like that.
Yeah.
So that happened. And then, you know, people just coming at me, ridiculing me, take that down. What are you doing? You're embarrassing yourself. I'm like, okay, first of all, you went and looked for it and you found it and now you see it. So how am I embarrassing myself if you went looking for something to get upset by? Like, if you know that it's sexual content and you don't want to see sexual content, it's like that old joke about the lady who called the police and said she could see her neighbor naked. And they said, well, we don't see anything. She said, well, you have to stand up on that box and lean way over.
Like, so you really
go out of your way to find that. So, yeah,
we've talked about that on the show before with how people in the swinger lifestyle are like, oh, I'm afraid, you know, someone might know I'm there. It's like, well, if they're on a swinger website, they had to join.
Right. They had to join.
You know, and my ex-wife, she was a big one, like going into an adult bookstore. She was, what if someone sees me? It's like, they're there too.
Exactly.
You know, so it's so just funny. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah, and, you know, Donna, for the 20 plus years that she's been doing this stuff, as an exotic dancer everything else, she's only ever really had two people ever go, hey, I know who you are.
Well, one was a coworker. He had gotten fired from the corporate job I was at, unfortunately, because he found my OnlyFans. He bought some videos, you know, and he tipped me, and I was like, oh, that's really nice. And then he sent me this message, and it was kind of cryptic. It's like, by the way, my name is Ty.
No,
I can't say the name. No. Oh, it doesn't matter. How many people have that
name? Okay, go ahead.
I'm not going to worry about it. But so I was like, wow, that's really weird that he. I don't know that many people with that name. So I found it was an old friend that I worked with. And I still text him. He moved to Canada. I was hoping he's in the lifestyle. Him and his wife, girlfriend, they kind of are swingers. And I was like, yeah, we should get together. And it would have been fun, but it never panned out. So.
And then the other was a guy at the gym.
Yeah, he
came up and goes, I know who you are. And he wound up being a stunt dick.
Yeah. So that worked out.
Oh, that's awesome.
And the weird thing is, it's like, I did have a stage name at that time, but I just gave up and I'm just using my name. My name is Donna. It's on my birth certificate. Donna Lynn is my real name. Look it up. If they find me, so be it.
I'm definitely not ashamed of anything I do. And that's the thing that I think makes some of these people the maddest.
Right.
Is because I am proud. And if someone was to contact me, and this has happened a lot, And they start out being all absolutely outraged. Right. And then I talk to them and I'm like, well, exactly what is it that outrages you about it? Is it because I'm filming myself having sex? Is it because I'm letting people watch me sleep with this one person that I'm in love with in a relationship with? Is it because, you know, is it the letting people watch parts you don't agree with? Where does your morality need to fall in my life? Be like, you know, you let me know where you think I should be. I'm going to tell you to go fuck yourself. But, you know, you can tell me what you think I should do. So that's kind of the thing, though. A lot of people have actually come around. And one girl who was, you know, deeply religious, and I go to church myself, you know, I believe in God. Mm-hmm. And she said at the beginning that I was going to hell, that it was terrible and it was awful. And by the end of the conversation, she's like, oh, okay, well, when you get really rich and famous, you can buy me a car.
Yeah. Well, yeah, another thing that people don't understand, the only difference between normal people and we'll use the term porn star for or content creator is you do it in front of a camera.
Exactly.
That's it. That's the only they have sex too. So don't you're no better than anyone else. You have you might do it in front of a camera, you but just might not put it out there. So
they don't do it like we do it, though, Donna.
I don't think so.
I'm just saying. Well, but seriously, though, it is very hard because you know I do when I'm out in public. Sometimes I'll see people looking at me when I consider to be a little too long or strangely, and I'm thinking, gosh, do they know who I am? It doesn't bother me, but especially when Cam and I go out somewhere together, right. I'm like, you know, it's only inevitable. It's going to happen at some point because we live in a pretty big city in Florida. It's bound to happen. Right. But I'm not ashamed of it. Again, I'm Ray Richman. This is who I am.
Yeah. And well, there's a lot of content creators in Florida. It's become haven. A new Mecca. So, but, I'm having a hard time. I love looking at eyes. And, you know, she's got this low cut top with those obviously A cup breasts.
Oh, yeah, A cup. I think the letters. Because a couple more letters down there.
Yeah, I think there's a couple letters together.
There's three letters. They're all these.
Oh, oh wow. My God.
But you have incredible eyes, too. They're just really sparkling. So,
yeah, I know that monitor is kind of far, but even I can see.
Yeah. So for people who might want to go check out your stuff, let's get that. Yeah. Talk about that real quick. So on OnlyFans, it's.
Well, if you go to my website, which is rayrichman.com, my OnlyFans is the top link and my fans page should be the second one.
Okay. And that's RAE, not RAY. Right.
Exactly.
RAERICHMOND. And all of my websites are on there. I also have a Slushy. I'm not that super active on Slushy, but I do post on Slushy. And then a lot of my media, you know, Yahoo News, BuzzFeed, the Sun ran an article about my cosmetic surgery I had last year and with pictures. I let them do pictures of me, my before and afters.
Oh, wow.
A bunch of Daily Star articles. There's a bunch of media. I was on News Nation, on Balance Show, so you can catch that link on there as well.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you're really active. You really have made this, a real business. For me, it's like a part-time because I work two full-time jobs, which I won't even get into. So 80 hours a week. So my content creator is like just weekends, nights and weekends, you know, whenever I can. Just
hobby.
Fun. Yeah.
It's a hobby.
It's a hobby. Yeah. It definitely is a hobby.
Oh,
but it's nice. It's a fun hobby.
Yeah. we all get the smile from it.
Yeah, and we do.
For sure.
So you have this other business, the content creator success course. .net. Oh, my glasses on. Yeah. Can you tell?
Yeah. Yes.
CreatorSuccessCourse.net. Tell us about that.
Yeah.
So when I started OnlyFans, I did a bunch of research. I watched a ton of YouTube videos. I went on Facebook groups. I looked for everything I could find. I started following big creators to kind of get some ideas. I knew that if I was going to do this, I wanted to do it the right way. Mm-hmm. And what I found was there is so much conflicting advice out there. And when you're new, you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. And some of the advice I have come to find is so bad that I think it has to be on purpose. Like people who are afraid of the competition are telling people to do all these crazy things that are not helping their business in the least. So when I got, you know, to be more successful, when things started really picking up and really rolling, my background is corporate education. So I was like, you know what? I just need to put a course together. So right now it's 20 modules. It's actually about to be 21 because I've added a Fansly module and a bunch of social media. It comes with a Facebook group, a private coaching group with me, where I answer all of the questions and provide more in-depth coaching, like how I've grown my Instagram. Because y'all, when I started, even up until like January, my Instagram only had like 17,000, 18,000 followers, and it's 170,000 today. And so I've grown it from January till now. Right. With these strategies that I'm using. So I'm actually about to do a seminar, a webinar, not this coming Sunday, but the next. And that'll be on my website also. That's a social media seminar that I'm going to have 2 hours long and break down exactly how I'm growing that, mm-hmm. the things to watch out for, the things that they should absolutely do and not do. And it's the things that I'm doing every day to see. I have, 4,000 new followers the day before yesterday, 2,000 yesterday. And I've had 10,000 followers in a day at one time. And so I kind of have cracked this code a little bit. But anyway, I really feel like it's important to give back and also not gatekeep. There's plenty of room for all of us. There's plenty of guys out there and women who buy content. You don't have to be like over here holding on to your secrets. You're not going to shine any less bright because you help somebody else to shine. So right. I created this course so that I could help these people who literally, some of them don't know anything about social media. They don't understand that on OnlyFans there's no search feature. And they think, well, I'm stuck on OnlyFans and it's like Facebook. No, it's not. You have to drive all your own traffic. So it's not only that, though. It's creator safety. It's your boundaries. It's your tools that you need to create your content. Just every little thing that I found that I didn't know that I've learned since, that I didn't know or that I thought wrong about when I started. I'm trying to make it so someone can come in there and it's like a roadmap for somebody to really set themselves up. And the way that I do things is a little bit different than not all creators. I know a lot of people don't do it that way either, but I'm very clear about being in a relationship. I don't appear available. Mm-hmm. I don't, sex with guys to get them to come be on my OnlyFans. I don't offer them like I'm going to be their girlfriend or like there's a chance with me. I don't do it like that. And so many people think that that's what you have to do. Like it gets us such a bad rap because people think you got to go be but not that there's anything wrong with someone wants to go be, free with their body and sleep with whoever. But you don't have to do that to get people to come and buy your content. So I'm a content creator. I'm a businesswoman. This is a business. And so I'm teaching people to do it the way I do it. There's a ton of ways to do it besides the way I do it, but this is how I've done it.
That's nice. I understand using Instagram as a way to generate people to come to your site. I have had so much trouble with Instagram. I've had 5 accounts. One did go up to like 14,000. And boy, one guy will just get pissed off at you and flag it and boom, it's gone. And I could not get it back. And that's happened 5 times. So now I might put up stuff. I've given up.
G-rated stuff.
Yeah, G-rated.
There's no way of arguing it.
No, there was no way for me to argue it. And it was, the picture that got flagged was nothing. There was nothing showing. It was a bra that had
I got smacked on the nose this morning. I got sidelined, I like to call it. They put you in the don't recommend. Right. So I learned from this, though, that, there is a way to get around that because people, women, men, they get irritated and they report you. Mm-hmm. Women, a lot of times, are catty. Men that can't have you or think you're, doing whatever are going to report you. So I do have 5 accounts, my main and then my alts.
Right.
But so there's little ways that you can slide around that. So I'll talk to you about that.
Because that's gotten really frustrating. I finally just gave up and I just put all my attention into Twitter because I can put up little stills. I can put up little videos and teasers and nobody's going to give me a hard time about it. So, and I just have my link to all my links, which is like a website. And
yeah, she has it.
Yeah, the same thing has everything that you need at.
Yeah, actually,
you can find them. So
this course you're talking about almost like you could almost translate that into just a marketing for somebody with Instagram and stuff too. You could almost convert that into something that is pliable for both adult oriented and business oriented stuff.
So I would really need to make a separate course because this is specific to with respect to. What you're doing and how you're converting, because I teach sales conversion and how, you know, you get them from your social media to your page. And from your page, like my account is a paid account. I don't have a free account, it's a paid account. Mm-hmm. But then content sales. Yep. So they don't, on my Fansly, I do have a VIP, which all is included. And I'm looking into doing that on my OnlyFans for a separate account. But as it is now, it's a subscription and then pay-per-view. So I teach how to convert those mm-hmm. into sales, like very specifics about what to say. And so most of what it is now, it is really only relevant to adult creators, but it would be something that now that I have, you know, now that this is my full-time gig, something that I do want to do as a social media course, because I've been really wildly successful growing that Instagram.
Yeah,
that's, wow, that is, that's crazy.
That's what I was, I hoped I had said that. Yeah, you want to convert it. You know, you mm-hmm. don't want to say, you know, put your nude here or product.
You know? And some people, you know, that's the thing is that some people think they're going to take some naked pictures and then they're just going to sit back and watch the money roll in.
Right. And it takes work.
That, you know, that'd be great if it was that easy, but it's constant promotion. Oh. It's a very
constant promotion.
You guys know it's constant promotion. It's intense promotion on a constant basis from all different avenues. I have TikTok. TikTok hates me. TikTok is like Instagram is to you to me. TikTok early on decided, you know, I'm a sex worker. They don't want anything to do with me. So I'm on like my fifth TikTok now, but.
Yeah, I haven't ventured to TikTok at all. We've had a few women approach us about, you know, it's like, oh, can you help me? I want to do an OnlyFans. Like, sure. And, you know, we talk to them beforehand and say, listen, it's a lot of work. It's not like, you know, but and you tell them and they're like, okay, we took, you know, we shot 10 pictures. Oh, I'm good. I don't have to come back for 6 months, right? It's like, did you want to make money?
You have to shoot.
If you want to make
every
money,
day. Something every
you
know, day.
Yeah, it's you have something. To look at it as a full time job.
Yep, absolutely.
1,000% a full time job, and it can be frustrating, and that's the other piece of it too that I talk about in the course, and especially in the coaching group, is that people do get frustrated because they didn't take off as quickly as they thought they were going to mm-hmm. do, and it takes a very specific person to continue with that consistency if you're not seeing the results that you want. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you need to tweak those, obviously. If it's not working, don't keep doing what's not working. But you do have to consistently promote. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's going to take time. I mean, I, you know, like I said, mine took off really quick, but there's people that are really successful who it took them, you know, months or even a year or two mm-hmm. before they start see a consistent income of the level that they want it. And my other thing that I say, and this kills me in these groups, I have to step away from the advice groups on Facebook and Reddit for creators sometimes, because I just say my line is only take advice from the people who've had the success that you want to replicate. Mm-hmm. Why are you listening to this girl? She's telling you to do this. Do you know how much money she's making? If she's not making 10, 20 grand a month, I don't want to do what she's doing. Why would I want to do that?
Exactly.
Like, it's not helping her. So, yeah, that's the thing, is that people get their advice. They hear someone's doing something and they think, oh, that sounds good. And it's, and you know, it doesn't work. And then they'll get frustrated and quit. So,
yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people get the notion, they think that, like, doing anything in content creation mm-hmm. is like instant money. No, it's not.
No, it's not. I
use the example, it's like fishing in the ocean. You know, when you start, you have to go find, you know, you can put your lure in the water, but you don't know if you're going to hit the pocket of fish that is going to hit the bait you have. So, you know, you have to keep going and going until you find where that bait works, until you find your niche, you know. Mm-hmm. Again, Donna's in the mature topic. And
big time mature.
You know, and you know, she also has the red hair. So, you know, there's a niche there with that. You know how it goes.
Yeah,
you're hitting mature, you're hitting large-breasted women, you're hitting, you know, a lot of different, you know, lures in the mm-hmm. ocean. So, and until you find that school of fish, that, you know, you're not going to get much to eat.
Exactly. And some days it's like fishing in the ocean while beating your head against the wall.
Right.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I mean, because, you know, it is, I mean, it can be, that's the thing. It is, you have to be able to still have a life on the outside of that. And I mm-hmm. think some people get so caught up in it too. You know, Cam and I still go to dinner. We still go to the movies. We still take our dogs to the dog park. I mean, we still have a normal life outside of, you know, we don't just stand here and fuck 24/7. We do fuck a lot, but it's not 24/7. But people laugh because I say we don't even film 20% of what we do. I probably need to film more, but sometimes we just get caught up and it's crazy. So I just need to set cameras up all over the house so I can catch it all.
Hit record and then walk in and do your thing.
Right. You know, and that's, you know, again, in the lifestyle, you know, we were, you know, playing with people, but we weren't recording it. Now we just said, well, why don't we just combine the two? And, you know, just, you know, and so we make sure that the people that come over sign a release and we do
all that nonsense.
Legal mumbo jumbo stuff. And then we shoot and everybody has fun. And some of the guys that were like nervous about it was like, you know, it's kind of erotic. Because like I'll have a monitor set up so they can see what I'm videoing and stuff like that. And you know, you see these guys that were nervous at first, man, they're getting off on watching themselves on the screen, you know.
It's like watching porn and like, being in a porn at the same time.
I'm watching a porn and having a feeling, you know. So
we do that. We cast it to the big TVs when we're filming. So we do it awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I'll set
it
up.
Is fun to watch.
Yeah, because I'll set up a, you know, anywhere from 2 to 4 cameras with a video switcher so they can see as I'm flipping from camera to camera to get the better view and stuff. So
I love it.
Yeah. We put a little bit of money into camera stuff. So
yeah, we've had to tone things back a little bit since Vince's daughter moved in with us where there were cameras all over the walls. I guess we have to take these down, don't we? Boo.
Oh,
I had to hide all my toys and all my costumes, you know. I had to had things set up so good. Oh well.
So on your website then they can see where they can take that course?
Yes, absolutely. It's on the website.
Okay, that's great. So
there's also a coupon code. Let me tell you about that. So the course is $499. Other similar courses, I went and talked to this one woman's team when I first started, and her course is like, I want to say it's like $4,000. It's the cost of a car. Right. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to just figure it out. I appreciate your time. But so anyway, for what you get with mine, $4.99 is very reasonable. But I have a coupon code, which is LAUNCH200, which makes it $2.99. So I'm still running promotion. Yeah. And they get the coaching group included with that as well.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's very reasonable.
Yeah. So if someone's interested in getting into content creation, that's definitely check that out. That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, you don't do any appearances or anything yet?
No, I haven't done anything like that. When I was in my corporate job, it made it a little bit difficult because they did know what I did. We did not discuss it. Several people did find out and come to me and say, hey, is this you? HR never came to me and my boss never came to me, but I know for a fact that there were a lot of people at my company who did know. So I have to be careful for that reason . But I haven't really done appearances or anything like that. I wouldn't be opposed to it, but it's not something I've gotten into yet.
Yeah. I want to extend an invitation to you. I don't know if I sent you the link. We have a online, it's basically geared towards the swinging community. It's a digital publication. If you'd be ever interested in writing an article or something, I'd love to have it, you know, put it in the magazine.
I'd love to. Thank you.
Yeah. So, and here's the plug for that. 50shadesofpleasure.com. So check that out.
I love it. All right.
It's, it's a swinger based magazine, but it's got, you know, sex articles, obviously. So it relates to everything we're talking about.
Well, there's even one article about switching to OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, how swingers are going more towards creating content. Cause like I said, like
we're already doing it.
Yeah. You know, and most of them have cameras anyway.
You know? Yeah. It's one group of people that likes to videotape what they're doing.
But,
no doubt. That's so much fun.
Yeah. It is.
I love it.
So, but, again, I can't thank you enough, Ray, for coming in and talking to us. It's been a real pleasure. It's been an eye opener for some stuff with, some of the things we've been through and, might have to check out your course.
Yeah, seriously. We could definitely have our little hobby make more money. That would be great. That would be, you know, something to look for. Like I just, you know, tweak things because we have a ton of content. You know, I think I have up over almost 300 videos on maybe 200 and something on OnlyFans. So it's not like we don't have content. I have a lot of it. And we're always shooting, you know, different, you know, I try to do something different every time. I just feel like I look at my stuff and I feel like it's the same. So I don't know. I need to mix it up.
I appreciate you guys so much having me, and I would love that. I would love to talk to you guys about that. I actually am always looking for new ways to spice up my content. Mm-hmm. I just ordered a stripper pole today and a fuck machine. So I haven't had it till now. I'm going to go take some pole dance lessons. So I'm going to do some pole content, which is something I'm really excited about because I've always really respected that talent. So
Those girls are talented. I could swing around the pole, hang upside down, and do a couple little things, little tricks, and that was about it.
Well, it's before pole dancing became what it is now. I mean, it's huge now.
It is huge now.
Still sounds amazing. I love that. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's it'd be interesting. I just had a thought and I lost it.
Oh, you lost it? Yeah. Oh man, mine's a terrible thing to waste,
don't
isn't
get
it?
Don't get old.
Short term memory's gone.
Yeah. Current memory's gone.
Too. Current memory.
But so check out Ray's site, which is Ray Richmond, RAE Richmond.
Mm-hmm. You have this stuff
there. .com. And definitely, I started following her the other day on Instagram. Very, very sexy pictures.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thing my phone's waterproof. I was licking the hell out of the screen.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny. Well, y'all should definitely come over to OnlyFans.
So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But I can't thank you enough. And again, feel free to, you have our contact information now.
Right.
Anytime you want to come back on and chat with us about something or just chat in general, love to have you on again.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. I enjoyed it.
So
thanks for being here.
All right. Well, we're going to end the show now so you can stay on. We'll talk after we stop recording here. So again, I want to thank everyone. You can reach out to us at info@hotwifepodcast.com. Check out where Donna is
at hotwifedonnalyn.com. All the stuff is there, all the people I'm doing.
Don't forget Ray Richmond.
Don't forget Ray Richmond. .com.
Don't forget the Creator Success Course.net. I really should put my glasses on.
They're right there.
So, I know. So, anyway, again, thank you, Ray, and we'll talk to you all later.
All right. Have a great night, everybody.
Bye, everybody.